SRN News. I'm John Scott. The number of job postings in the United States rebounded in October from a 3.5-year low in September, a sign that businesses are still seeking workers even though hiring has cooled. Openings rose 5% to 7.7 from 7.4 million in September. The increase suggests that job gains could pick up in the coming months. President Biden got an earful yesterday from Democrat senators who take issue with his choice to pardon son Hunter, despite numerous promises not to do so. Bob Agnew reports.
A chorus of Democrats joined the expected criticism of the pardon coming from Republicans. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan calls the pardon an unlawful use of power and writes on X, quote, "A president's family and allies shouldn't get special treatment." Senator Peter Welch of Vermont says the pardon is understandable from the standpoint of a loving father, but is what he calls unwise behavior for the nation's chief executive. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, cleanup work continuing around parts of the Great Lakes region sunk by lake effect snowstorms that dropped several feet of snow. More may be on the way. The South Korean parliament voting to defy the country's president and immediately lift his martial law declaration.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol declared an emergency martial law on Tuesday, accusing the country's opposition of controlling the parliament, sympathizing with North Korea, and paralyzing the government with anti-state activities. Yoon made the announcement in a televised briefing, vowing to eradicate what he called the shameless pro-North anti-state forces. The surprising move harkened back to an era of authoritarian leaders that the country has not seen since the 1980s, and it was immediately denounced by the opposition and the leader of Yoon's own conservative party.
This is SRN News. Christians in Syria under siege.
An unexpected flare-up of fighting between government forces and Islamic rebels has put the small community of believers in and around Aleppo in a tight spot. While the Syrian government is somewhat tolerant of Christians, the Muslim insurgents are not. In this latest rebel offensive, there are already reports of Christians being singled out for persecution, forced to close their shops and hide in their homes. The rebels are also pulling down Christmas decorations in Christian neighborhoods. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Would you trust an artificial intelligence program designed to look like Christ with your innermost thoughts and troubles? Researchers have released findings from a 2-month experiment with such a program at a Catholic chapel in Switzerland, where an avatar of Jesus on a computer screen took questions from visitors and offered responses based on Scripture. About 900 people, many of whom were not Christians, used this program. This is SRN News. The Coast Guard suspending its search for 5 crew members of a fishing boat that reportedly capsized in southeast Alaska over the weekend. Searchers had faced heavy snow and winds of up to 60 miles an hour. A word of the year has been named.
According to Oxford University Press, it's brain rot. It's defined as the supposed deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state, especially from consuming too much low-grade online content. Oxford University Press said Monday that the phrase gained new prominence in 2024, with its frequency of use increasing 230% from the year before. It was chosen by a combination of public vote and language analysis by Oxford lexicographers. The 5 other Word of the Year finalists were demure, slop, dynamic pricing, romanticy, and lore. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.